Daniel chapter 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, to Jerusalem, and he besieged it. And Yahweh gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with part of the vessels of the house of our Elohim, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his Elohim, and he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his Elohim. And the king spoke to Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, so that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but who were instead well-favored and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning in the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's food, and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, so that at the end of it, that time, they might stand before the king. Now among these were the children of Yehudah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave to Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's food, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested from the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now our Elohim had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my master the king, who has appointed your food and your drink. For why should he see your faces work worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then will you make me endanger my head to the king. Then Daniel said to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, test your servants, I beg you, 10 days, and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. And then let our countenances be looked upon before you, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's food. And as you see, deal with your servants. And so he consented to them in this matter, and tested them for 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children who did eat the portion of the king's food. So Melzar took away the portion of their food and the wine that they should drink, and gave them vegetables. And as for these four children, our Elohim gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days that the king had said that he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and so for this reason they stood before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. And Daniel continued until the first year of King Cyrus. End of chapter.